Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We have the pleasure of welcoming in Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. She joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay Cabot, how are you? How was your 4th of July?
Oh, it was fabulous. It was a little rainy at times, but, you know, just a great day. And I was actually downtown watching some of the setup of Play Ball Park, and it's really cool. And anybody that can get down there, make your way down there. I believe there's free admission to Play Ball Park, or at least parts of it. And it just looks really exciting.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks and even people that have passed it, kind of like you, who have seen it coming together, have been saying it looks phenomenal. So looking forward to that. Now, are you, real quick, fireworks, was it something that was absolutely on the list of things to do yesterday, or kind of, take it or leave it?
You know, I still enjoy fireworks myself, and I would make the effort, but my husband, he's kind of over the whole fireworks thing, so we did not go to the fireworks last night, but definitely heard them here in Rocky River. So, yeah, we took a long, long walk along the lake last night, enjoyed seeing everyone out and everything. But, no, by the time the fireworks were going off, we were back home by then.
It was just you in the backyard with the sparklers and the husband was inside.
Yes.
All right.
But we were downtown the night before, just having a great time downtown and just, it was so much fun down there.
Really good stuff. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, talking bronze. Let me start with this. A question was posed to Mike Florio, or Mike Florio posed the question for Pro Football Talk. And it was essentially, all right, top five offensive coaches, which one is going to have the most success or live up to the hype heading into this season? And he didn't even have Freddie Kitchens in his top five. Is that fair? Because, well, he hasn't coached yet as a head coach, but I mean, when you're talking about offensive coaches, he's certainly on that list, or he should be, right, Mary Kay?
Well, yeah, I think so. He demonstrated in the last eight games of last season that he's incredibly creative, innovative. He's aggressive. He'll try anything. He'll tell you ahead of time that he's going to do it and then go out and do it anyways. And now he's got the weapons to run anything he absolutely wants to run. And I would think that you would have to include him on that list.
Does he have the hardest, as far as the most pressure for this upcoming year? I think about Freddie for this year, and it's not really Baker in year two. It's not really even Odell on a new team. To me, the most pressure should fall on Freddie Kitchens.
Well, I think there is a lot of pressure. However, I think that he has such a great bunch of weapons before him that I just don't think he's feeling that kind of pressure. I think he's just so excited to see what he can do with all of these guys and to draw it up. I don't think he's feeling that kind of pressure. I don't think he really operates that way. I think he feels ready for this opportunity. I think he feels as though maybe it should have come along a long time ago. I think he's been preparing for it, and I just don't think he feels it that way.
And Mary Kay, when it comes to not just the weapons and the players, but his staff, you know, of course we know Silver had the comment not too long ago about, oh, well, hey, the install isn't going as well as they would like, and Freddie's got to be more hands-on. Well, of course he does, because they haven't even really had any practices. But Freddie's comfortable, it would seem, and we'll know more once camp starts, but Freddie seems pretty comfortable with, name escapes me now, Todd Monken, I'm sorry, Todd Monken coming over from Tampa Bay, and really vice versa. So, on top of all of this, man, there's so much angst and who's doing what, I think those two guys seem to be very comfortable working with each other, are they not?
I think so, too, and I think that my sense was that report that things weren't going well sort of puzzled everyone. I think what's happening is Freddie was taking input from everyone on the offensive staff, and there are new people. There are new ideas. new schemes. Mm-hmm. Not just Todd Monken, but James Campen is coming in from Green Bay, the offensive line coach, with his own blocking schemes and thoughts on the running game and things like that. So it really is an amalgamation of all of these very experienced and successful coaches. Then it's up to Freddie to say, okay, now I've got to dig in there and decide what we're actually going to run on Sunday and how this thing is going to look. So I think the fact that he maybe started to step up a little bit more in offensive meetings, I think it was probably just time for that. He's had to oversee the whole operation and bring together defensive and offensive coaches from all areas, college, NFL. And then at a certain point, I think in minicamp or around there, I think it was time for him to, just to step up and say, okay, I've got to run this offense now.
Mary
so
Kay,
I don't think it was anything really out of the ordinary.
Mary Kay, I've been diving into your Cleveland Browns 19 questions, and I've been really enjoying the early portions of this. What I love about you as a writer is that you take me on an emotional roller coaster from time to time, though. And with the how long can the Browns keep Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry together, you took me in one direction and then spun me in a completely other direction. Where do you fall in regards to we know with Odell he'll be here for a while, but with Jarvis in particular, where do we fall in that?
Well, as long as the production is there and they can afford to do it, then obviously, they brought these guys in to be the future of this franchise and to be here to hoist multiple Lombardi trophies with Baker Mayfield. They surrounded him with that kind of talent for a reason. And obviously, what they want to do is keep every one of those guys intact, moving forward, and take this team to the promised land. But they also have to be fiscally smart because they have those huge paydays coming up for Baker Mayfield, Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward. They're going to have to pay these guys. So it's all going to come down to production versus monetary value. And at some point, if these guys are making too much money and it's outweighing what they're able to do on the field, then maybe you look at some kind of a restructuring or you do something where you get a little bit more guaranteed money and you bring down a cap number or something. So the bottom line is they want to keep these guys together to win multiple Super Bowls, and they will do everything that they can to do that.
You can follow her on Twitter, at Mary Kay Cabot, of course, Cleveland.com, and The Plain Dealer joining us on the Ken Carman Show and along with Anthony Lima, all guests appearing on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chico, Jonathan Peterlin in for the guys today. So Baker Mayfield, we understand, probably has a big weekend in store. We're thinking he may be getting married. Now, what's funny here is, everybody's like, he's still working out there, right? Like, I mean, he's all indications are he's got Jarvis out there, possibly Odell, who was, I know, had some other obligations as well. But everything we're hearing and reading, of course, from you, it sounds like he's got his own little crew out there, and they're getting the workouts in California, correct?
Definitely, yes. He is getting married to Emily Wilkinson this weekend, but he brought all the guys out. And, I don't know if it was a financial thing the way that it was with Tyrod last year, where he actually paid for some of the guys to come out. But there's a ton of guys out there with him. Jarvis is there, Odell, David Njoku, Rashard Higgins, and more. And I'm sure a lot of those guys are going to the wedding, and so they're kind of bonding on and off the field, but they have been working out together, and I think it's good. Even in talking to some of the guys during minicamp, they are developing a lot of friendships and a lot of chemistry off the field, and I think that carries over. I think that translates. You want to work harder for somebody when you like them and you're friends, so it's good to see that, and I think those guys have had a great week.
Mary Kay, did you get Baker anything for his wedding, or do you just kind of let that one go?
Not yet. I'm still sort of looking through the registry and kind of figuring out what's left.
I mean, you can never go wrong with something off the registry because it's what they want. Is there any chance, outside chance? I'm curious from just a journalistic standpoint more than anything because, reporters were at the Kareem Hunt baptism ceremony. Are we going to end up seeing some sort of footage or some sort of something out of the wedding, or is it just we stay away and then just wait for social media to kind of take care of the rest?
I wonder. I would think that there would probably be some kind of media there to a certain extent, but I'm not really sure. I mean, we will see so many of the photos.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. Baker and Emily do a fantastic job of, you know, putting their, you know, their lives out there on their Instagram accounts and their stories and things like that, so people can get an inside glimpse of, you know, all of that. And I think the wedding will be out in full force over the next couple of days. They're very excited about it and, you know, really proud of each other and proud to be together. And I'm sure there will be a lot of big names there, and it'll end up all over social media.
Mary Kay, we'll let you go with this. And Kareem Hunt, it's kind of died down a little bit, obviously, from just after the weekend and from earlier in the week. But, you know, we heard some folks kind of say, you know what, not a big deal. There was no incident, really. There was no arrest. And that may be in terms of from just a fan's point of view or the legal point of things. But from the Browns' standpoint, from John Dorsey specifically, his standpoint, do you think there was some behind closed doors, look, this is what zero tolerance means, this is what we expect out of you, or do we think it was just kind of, okay, not a real big deal?
No, I think what it was a red flag. I think it was an opportunity for John Dorsey to sit down with Kareem Hunt and have a conversation with him about what's expected and to remind him that, you know, he really can't be like every other 23-year-old in Cleveland, Ohio right now. He has to be a little bit different. When he goes out, he has to be more careful. He has to wonder who he's surrounding himself with, and I think he has to look at his watch or his phone at a certain time of night and probably decide it's better to be on his way home earlier than later right now. That's just the reality of his life. And again, I think the Browns are taking it as for what they believe it's worth, which right now is a small argument with a friend that someone just so happened to see. And I don't think that they're taking it too seriously. Let's see how the league feels about it. Again, there was no incident report. There was no police report or anything like that. There were no arrests. So I don't think the Browns want to blow this out of proportion. At the same time, I do think John Dorsey really had a stern, I'm sure, probably a stern conversation with Kareem to say this is the kind of stuff that, you know, that we just can't have.
Mary Kay, enjoy the weekend and the All-Star Game festivities and all that good stuff. We appreciate the time. As always, keep up the good work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.